It's been a long time. But whatever was true back then is still true. That's what's wonderful about being a Jew. It was true yesterday, it's true today, and it'll be true tomorrow. Our job is to try to enter into that. We've been learning the Sefer Divrei Chacham ben Achaz from one of the big mashpiyim of Pnimius HaTaira, of our Avodas Hashem of this generation, Rabbi Avram Tzvi Kluger, who we've been zeichet to have a number of times here in Shul. And the Sefer is an introduction to the basic yesodis of Chassidus, meaning how the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and Talmid Baal Shem look at life and look at the world using very, very simple modern day Mishalim, being Malbish, very deep concepts and very simple and sweet tires that we can relate to. I don't like to leave something unfinished. You're up to page 119. I'll give a little bit of a background for that. Naima, it's been a couple of months. So I'll go back a little bit, just for a minute. The title of the Maimer is Sholosh Galuyos, Three Exiles. We're just at the tail end of the Maimer, the very, very end of the Maimer. And we'll be able to take from it even this little piece at the end, because he sort of brings things together. So I'll just go over for a minute a little bit. There are three types of Galus, three types of exile. The most obvious is Galus Biyad Acherim. To be in Galus means not to be your own balabos. To be Bishus Acherim, to be under the control of others. That doesn't necessarily have to be something which is brutal like our ancestors experienced, parents and grandparents. It doesn't have to be necessarily a galus where Jews are being treated unfairly, or being killed, taken advantage of. Galus biyad acherim, not to be in your own rishus, can be even when it comes to the simplest little things in life. A child in school. A child in school is in galus biyad acherim. The child's own free spirit of who he is not allowed to flow. If that were to happen, it would be an unbelievable balagan. As it is, it's a balagan. And because of the teachers trying to hold back that independent nature of each of the children to create some sort of a seder in school. You have to have a seder. When you're in a state of galus biyad acherim, it means that there's something from the outside, a way of life, a way of thinking, an order of life that's been imposed upon you. Whether it's done in a physical way, or is done in an emotional way, the result is that your life has been established and the savior of your life has been established by others. That's galus biyad acherim. A person who is under the control of others, it's very, very hard to remain in control of his own thoughts, of his own emotions, of his own avodas Hashem, to have his own connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very hard. So that's one level of galus. The second level of galus is the galus of a person tachas yidei atzmai. Tachas yidei atzmai, what does that mean to be in a self-imposed galus? To be in a self-imposed galus means that a person makes certain decisions about life. Could be we made these decisions when we were 15, 16, 18 years old. That there are certain decisions that things have to be a certain way. Even when it comes to Avodas Hashem. A decision about how I envision my learning to be, my davening to be, how I planned a path for myself in life, Avodas Hashem, and so on. Here too, it's very difficult for a person to experience a deep relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though this is, of course, much better. It's much better to be in that type of a galus than to be a galus bidei acherim, although it could be sometimes much more confusing. Because when you're under the control of others, it's clear to you that you're not yourself. When you are living in the confines that you've imposed upon yourself, despite the fact that we ourselves change over the years. We change, not over the years, over days and weeks and months. We change. We're constantly changing. So certain expectations that we might have had for ourselves last week no longer apply now. And yet I still live in that galus that I've made for myself. And there's something comforting about being in that galus. But in Pnimius, it's a serious obstacle in Avodas Hashem, even within oneself. The third galus, Rav Kluger explained, is really the most confusing of all. Because the third galus is where a person's entire rotzen is Hashem. Everything he wants is to be good and to be an Eved Hashem. And because of that, it's not just that he has certain seder, a certain way, that he's rigid. It's a person that has tremendous she'ifas. Now, the word she'ifa, or she'ifas, which is generally understood in a very positive way, and it should remain such. It is a positive thing to have a she'ifa. The problem is, however, that when a person has certain she'ifas / expectations to reach a level of hislavis in davening, a level of simcha in marriage, a level of fulfillment with the children, and so on. And everything here is good. This person's everything is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But those she'ifas, to have hatzlacha, I want to be a parent who's a good parent. That sounds great. And it is. To be matzliach as a parent. To be matzliach as a spouse. To be matzliach as a son, a daughter. To be matzliach in my learning. To be matzliach in my davening. What often happens to a person is that shleimus that he is seeking, those she'ifas that he aspires to, have become the tachlis of his life. Now, what's wrong with that? What could be more noble than having holy she'ifas to become a better parent, a better spouse, a better Jew? What could be wrong with that? And here's why it's very, very, very tricky. According to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the godliness of a person is to be determined by how at that particular moment he's not seeking to achieve a certain goal, to reach a certain plateau, to have a certain hatzlacha. Godliness, according to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov is defined by, at this moment in my life, where's the Rabbi Shalom in my life? What's my kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What is it that I find about Hashem Yisbarach in this particular prat of my life at this moment right now? Not the goal, the ultimate. This moment, the many, many, many Torahs that we find, like all the tzaddikim, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, and this Nakuda, by Rabbi Nachman, it's Hayoyim in Mekailos Hashmo, but there are many, many Torahs by all the tzaddikim. How one's own personal hatzloch, even of Avodas Hashem, can become An Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that you're worshipping an idol. It means that you're worshipping yourself on a certain level, the self that you have determined, that you have decided that you must be. And because of that, Chazal tell us that you can't compare somebody who's Shaina Pirkei Meir Palm, a person who reviews his learning 100 times, The Baal Shem Tov taught this, and a person who views his learning 101 times. And we explained back then, and it's explained in the Tanya, that it was customary in those days, if you really wanted to know your learning, remember it was all, at that time, wasn't written in writing, it was oral. So the number that indicated that you have successfully, people are different, but the number that indicates that you've really done a good job reviewing, and that at this point you should have a grasp, a good hold of the material, is 100. For whatever reason, how they came to that number, it's not important for now, but that was the number. So the Gemara says, "Ein adoyim shenepirka mea pamim l'shenepirka mea pamim ve'achas." You can't compare somebody that learns, that reviews his learning 100 times, to somebody who reviews his learning 101 times. So the Tanya, the Mahalach of the Tanya is that since the general conventional amount of chazara, it's hard for us to imagine, but the usual amount of review was 100 times, so that 101st time is really going beyond your nature. It's breaking through the barrier of the conventional, of what's natural and what everybody else is doing and what you yourself are used to doing, and it's that extra oomph that you put into your avodah that makes all of the difference. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said something that obviously is not, that's the pshat, what the Tani says is the pshat. What the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught was that what was hidden in this teaching of Chazal, that you can't compare a person who reviews his material mea pamim, 100 times, to the Jew who learns mea pamim ve'echas. And the echas, the one, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't compare the two different Jews. They might know the material on the same level, they might both know it by heart, but the one who learns with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just with himself, Yishonah Me'a Pamim Ve'echas, that's the godless of a person. That's the godless of a person. Look on page 119. Ois Hei. Super Sadike Emis Skusmi Yangleinu Shetadir Hayu Achuze Simcha Bechedva Magardl has Skus Lilmaitairim. We know many stories of great Sadikim. They were filled with joy when they were learning to have such a Skus to be able to learn Taira. Vyesha Filu Beserke de Alim, but Li Otsru Berucham Lahoides Alkach Lashemis Brach. And we know stories of Sadikim that in the middle of their learning they would stop. And they would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle of their learning, they couldn't hold themselves back from expressing their thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving them the schus to learn Torah. Or to have a feeling of awe, mamish, when saying the name Rabbi Akiva, or saying Rashi, or saying the Rambam. It wasn't just a matter of the subject material. There was a feeling of that tzaddik is a feeling of tremendous year, of tremendous awe. Yehudi Yoker Shezochel L'Shir B'Chavrusa Im Odom Gol Kazeh. He said there was a wonderful Jew who was Zoychetan B'Chavrusa with a tzaddik like this. And Sipur Ki Pa'omim Poschu Lulmoid B'Seifim Asuyam. And this person said that he was sitting with the tzaddik and they opened up the Svarim to learn. They were supposed to learn the Sefer where they left off. Perek acha perek. That's how you learn. You follow the order. You go one page, the next page, and so on. Achu posach davke be'emza. But he was surprised. The tzaddik opened up in the middle of the Sefer somewhere else. He just opened up the Sefer to something else. Now, if you do that in class, when you're in school, you get in trouble. That's not good. But what was the inyan of this tzaddik? It's not that he didn't have the place. Mosa sham tchilas inyan. He opened up to the middle of the sefer, to where some new inyan was beginning, a new parak, whatever it was in that sefer. Vechel loymeid bechiyas rabba misham ve'elach. And he began to learn, not that he wasn't going to go back at some point, but he began to learn from that place the tremendous chiyas, with tremendous excitement. Kavanos Ahisabrura. What was he doing? That's not how you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn in order. So why did the tzaddik do that? And it's not necessarily, it's not something that was necessarily planned. He sat down with the Sefer, and Mistama, he was going to learn where they were up to. And he had his little, they didn't have little stickies then. But he had his bookmark, and he had his place, and he was going to continue where they left off. But he didn't. He opened up the Sefer. It could be that he opened the Sefer to get to that page, and he saw something. And his eyes were drawn to those words, and his heart began to beat. And he threw himself into that inyan. Now it could be that he wanted to teach this chavrusa something, because it could be that the chavrusa was not in this place. And what the tzaddik was teaching him, or what this person learned from the tzaddik was, look, we're here to learn Hashem's Torah. We're not here because we're taking introduction to Talmud 001. This is not a class. This is not a course. We're here to learn Torah Hashem. This is not a project to take to, that we could show off that we're doing this or finishing that. It's not a project. We're learning Torah Hashem, and Torah Hashem is a lebedikat Torah, and the lebedikat Torah means that any schus, any time the person has a schus to open up any safe and to look at Divrei Chaim to see the words of Torah, that means that Kosh Baruch Hu is speaking to him in that way at that moment. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that the tzaddik learned that way. He learned Kaseida. But for whatever reason, at that particular moment, the Chavrusa said that the tzaddik just wanted to get this across, or he felt this, that we're not here to complete this cycle of this or this seder of that. We're here to learn Torah because it's Torah Hashem, period. Wherever it is in Torah, whatever inyan you're learning, it's Torah Hashem. Now, of course, from the time that we're little, we're trained not to learn that way, because it's not a healthy way to get any place in your learning, to jump around. You have to have a seder. But those words, you have to have a seder, can throw a person into a galus where he spends his entire life. It's a very, very pleasant galus. It's a golus of the daf yomi, of the halach yomi, of the mishnah yomi, of the rambam yomi, of the tanya yomi, of the yomi yomi, of the yomi yomi. It's a very, very beautiful golus. It's a beautiful golus. It's better than any of the other, you have people, lahavdol alfei hevdalot, have golus. You have people that, I don't know if they still have, they used to be on the television, things that were called soap operas. When we were kids, there was a thing called soap operas. I don't know if people are still so stupid to watch those things. From the time they got dumber, that's how these things usually were. So they probably do exist. So, but in those days, you had an inyan. Most of the men were at work. In those days, there were still women that were home. So, there are only a few surviving mothers at home these days. But in those days, it was a very common thing. But they had different shibudim. You could have a child that's screaming, mommy, and that needs a bottle, needs attention. But if it's time for, as the world turns, as the stomach turns, whatever it was called, so I think it was as the world turns. if it was time for that, then, you know, so that's it. That's it. And you had, there were certain shows like that. My mother told me that back in the 50s, when I Love Lucy came on, you heard of that? Everybody heard of I Love Lucy. That when it came on, I Love Lucy, my mother said, the streets were empty. And the last minute, if it was like 5 minutes before the show, you'd see people running the streets. In those days, no chochmas. You couldn't tape anything, you know. Everybody's running to see. They shouldn't miss the I Love Lucy. I remember when I was in high school, that's when Star Trek was on. There was a show, Star Trek. And it was always a problem because Thursday night was when it was on. And it was Mishma Thursday night. We had the learning. It was late night learning. So it didn't go. The time, it was like a half hour off, and I remember what was going on, the commotion to try to get to the last 15 minutes to see Mr. Spock, for the last 15 minutes to see Star Trek, what was going on. There's such a shibud to something, that of course it's a shibud to Narishkeit, but in Pnimius, all shibudim, you know what the word shibud means, I don't know. All enslavements, all servitude, all shibudim shmek, smell from Mitzrayim, right? They all smell from Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim, sof kol sof, is a meitzah, and a meitzah means that I'm confined. And confinement always has a way of stunting the person's growth and stunting a person's attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this particular case, when it comes to the Daf Yomi Mishnah, Ram Yom, Tan Yomi, and so on, Yomi people, so with all of the holiness of that, and not to take away Chas V'Chalili, the slightest thing from that, there must be room in that person's life for this moment, not taking out a calendar, because some of those people, the same, they also look for the, like there must be an Ahava Yomis, you know what that means? It means that you buy a calendar, and you look up, and it tells you, October, I don't know what it is, 20-something, it tells you October 22nd, it tells you October 22nd, what to say to your wife. I really appreciate supper, darling. Shkoyach and keep it up. If you get the Jewish one, they make now Jewish one. Shkoyach and keep it up. So she says, oh, where'd you get that from? That was very, very inspiring, very moving, very romantic. She says, no, I got it online. They have an Ahava Yomis. There's a button you press and tells you an Ahava Yomis. You could tell. Every day there's an Ahava Yomis. This whole inyan of Yomis this and Yomis that, it's well known that the tzaddikim, I'm not making this on my own, the tzaddikim have made a lot of fun of all these things. But for our generation, it's helped to get people to a shir. And for our times, whatever you can get a person to learn, it's good. But there were tzaddikim that didn't go for any of this. There were tzaddikim that didn't go for this. They were not nispal from the whole thing from Rav Meir Shapir. They were nispal from Rav Meir Shapir. But they weren't nispal from the Daf Yomi. And Ki Yadua in certain chassidic circles, they never took it at all. And it's understandable. It's understandable. I'm not going to name which chassidic it didn't become part of. And some of you know, some of you don't know, but it fits, it stims with those chassidus and why it didn't. Which, in many ways, of course, is chaval, because it would be terrific if a lot more of those guys would be doing the Daf Yomi. That's not the point. The Gadlus of a Yid is finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah at that moment in his life. And if you could find it in the Daf Yomi, the Mishnah Yomi, and so on, Matayv Manoy. As we were learning in Ursa Torah for the past couple of years from Rav Kook, everybody has a different inyan with Hashem Yisbarach. And everybody has a different inyan in Torah Hashem. And what he's saying is that when that tzaddik sat down with his chavrus and opened up the different place, the chavrus said, oh, what's going on? We're up to here, not there. And the tzaddik was like lost in that other place. So he's saying, the tzaddik was saying to him, oh, okay, we'll get back to it, but I just want to take off in two ways. To take off from that place we were in, I'm not meshubah to that place. Aleph, Beis. I want to take off to go someplace where I haven't gone lately. And the place that we're in, that's not happening right now. Or if it's happening, I need a little bit of a chiyus from something else. And again, one cannot, it's very hard to explain this inyan. It's something which is in the heart of people who are alive and are very, very, very much alive with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's not, then it's oftentimes the safest thing for them to live according to that mahalach. But if one could use the moshel of marriage, or a relationship, and I was making a little joke before about the Ahava Yomis, but if you could use that as a moshel, then it's easier to understand. The Baruch Hu didn't make us to be robots. He wants us to be learning Torah as much as we can, every minute of our lives. But he wants that it should be Torah Hashem, to be Shana Pirka Me'a Pamim Ve'echas, that when you're learning, it should be with him. And sometimes that it should be with him, you have to go away a little bit from the calendar, you know. You have to go a little bit away from, so what's going to happen? How are you going to make it to the stadium 7.5 years from now? Okay. Well, this was never the biggest daiga of the tzaddikim, you understand? Of how to make it to the stadium. The daiga of the tzaddik was always hayyoyim, this moment, learning Torah Hashem. B'mokim shali bay chafetz. That's what we're learning in Eretz Torah. It's not a project. Everything becomes a project, and you have people whose marriages are projects also. Marriage is a project. Hamachas. So this person, this tzaddik's chavrusa, went on and was saying that pam achas hayisi noicha kasha nichnas ish lehisoinen al choyser chiyus v'cheser b'limud. This chavrusa, the tzaddik's chavrusa, said that one time, I guess when they were learning, getting ready to learn, a yid came in and he was complaining to the tzaddik that he doesn't have a chiyus, doesn't have a chiyus, a cheshik in his learning. And he explained to the tzaddik, he explained to this rabbi, whoever he was, that he had set for himself a certain goal of what to accomplish in his learning. And his heart has become sour, meaning he's sad, he's upset that he has not been able to accomplish that. And of course, if you're going to be sad about something in life, that's one of the most choshev things to be sad about. But nevertheless, HaTzadik Hedrichai, listen to the Eitzah that the Tzadik gave him. And you know how this would never, ever go in the yeshiva world. Ever, ever. HaTzadik Hedrichai Lahakdis Man Nikar Midei Yom Lelimud Dvarim Sheli Bechofetz Behem. Like we're learning in the Torah. The Tzadik advised him to spend a significant amount of time each day away from what he was doing in learning, away from his Seder, and to learn something that he always felt like learning. Something that he feels like learning. Afilo Agada doesn't have to be halacha, doesn't have to be gemara. Afilo Agada, even if it's not halacha. Hamish Sheches is Halev, because the nature of Agada, things that are Agada, the natures that it draws the heart. Because if you feel that you're being pulled more and more to that, again, I'm not talking about children in school that have to have a curriculum. I'm talking about a person who's already older. And as we learned in Aris HaTorah, he feels drawn to his shayrish. But the Rebbe also said that you, of course, have to have time that you put aside to stick to the regular program, to continue on with your learning. But he said, "Ach lo se zman nikar l'mash liboy nimshach." But to give a good piece of time every day to whatever Indian Torah that you feel like learning, in Teres Hashem, Navi, Chumash, Agarata, whatever it is. The dvarim she'ein lebehem revachim. Dafka in those areas where you don't have any profits, you're not making any profits. Profits meaning P-R-O-F-I-T-S, not profits in the Nevi'im. Where there are no profits meaning what? It's not because I have to mark off that I did my Mishnah for the day. I did my quota of Chazara for the day. I did my quota of Shmir Zaloshin for the day. Whatever it is that inyan. Not because you're going to gain something, you're going to benefit something. Those people who have had the schus to learn in Yanim with that Seder of Yomi know that there's an unusual sense of satisfaction that comes when you finished the quota, right? It's a feeling that a person has when you could mark off that day. On the one hand, that's a very positive, healthy thing. There's an accomplishment. And because we're so far from doing things lishma, we need all the time to feel that. Accomplishment, accomplishment, accomplishment. Nowadays, if a kid makes his bed, they're going to make a siyum or something. You understand? You have to make an accomplishment, accomplishment. But on the other hand, and more in pneumius, again, it's a hard thing, and people have to be careful not to chalila take this the wrong way. But in pneumius, there's an inyan for zich, for the person himself, you understand. It's not so clear that's not Avodas Hashem as it should be. In other words, in a certain way, I'm potter. That feeling that a person has sometimes after davening, let's say that they daven the mincha, they daven the marv, and after marv, they close the siddur. Like I told you, I once heard an old Jew when I was davening in the shtiblich many, many years ago. There's an alti yid, and it was after marv, and he slammed the siddur shut, and he says, puter. Puta. The only the way that like they could say. Puta, I mean, how do you explain that to you? Puta. In other words, I'm an old man. I've been doing this my whole life. This was another day. Puta. I made it through. In other words, I did my shachas mincha. Puta. So it's very, very sweet, and there's no question this is a Heilige Yid, you know? But I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu envisioned it. That's why he gave us the Torah Har Sinai, that we should finish at the end of the day and say Puta, or Patur, or Patur, whatever you want. He didn't think that, he wasn't making like this is some sort of torture. Puta. I'm done. Finished. After Simchas Torah, Puta. Elul, Shoshana, oh, Puta. It didn't give it in such a way. He gave it that we should live in that thing that we're in, in that avaida that we're in. So when a person with all of his calendars finishes the day and he looks at the and he feels a certain sense of accomplishment and pride, yofi, that's beautiful. But in a certain way, it's also puta. I did my program. You see what's going on with a lot of the Bachram now, Ben Hazmanim. You heard of Ben Hazmanim? You know this strange time, the twilight zone? Bein Hazmanim, which is getting bigger and bigger than the Zman. Bein Hazmanim, this Metzius of Bein Hazmanim. And the most common complaint I've heard from parents, including to myself, is why doesn't the kid pick up a Gemara like Ben Hazmanim? Why isn't this kid looking into a Gemara Ben Hazmanim? He sits every day of the year, he's learning. And he goes to the yeshiva. We give all of our money to this yeshiva. And he had the best rabbi. We had to pull all kinds of strings to get the kid into this yeshiva. And then we had to knock over 20 other people to get to this place in line to get this rabbi. And he had a year and he got an aleph plus, aleph plus, aleph plus, everything. Aleph plus. Sits ben hazmanim. Even if he's not going... Even if it happens to be that he's a day off and he's not going to Zimbabwe that day for the guys, because that's also become an Indian, where do you go, Ben Hazmanim? Even if he's not going any place, Ben Hazmanim. So he'll sit there and he'll just like, nothing. Absolutely nothing. He'll daven, what time? Well, find something. Even now already in the five towns, and Farakwa, he could also get a minion after 9 o'clock, which is chaval, except for old or sick people. It's chaval. So he'll find himself some kind of a late minion. Gets home. So first of all, he went to the late minion late. Gets home from the late minion early. It's a quarter to ten, 10 to 10. Some of his chaverim have the fortune of living in Brooklyn. They can get a 10 o'clock minion. That you can't do yet, I don't think. I don't think so. I hope not. So he has to wait for the guys. The guys are only going to start coming around like 11, 11:30 because they have breakfast. Ben Hazmanim. This is Ben Hazmanim. We're not wasting our Ben Hazmanim. So they go out to the boulevard, to the avenue, wherever you happen to live, and you get a nice big thing in some of the new coffee joint, right? And then so things only get started at 12. This guy doesn't happen to like coffee, and he doesn't have any friends to take him to the coffee shop. So he's sitting there, and it's 10:30, quarter to 11. He's got nothing to do. Wouldn't dawn upon him. But for the last 150 days, at that time, he's in the middle of Seder. He's in the middle of learning. And if somebody would go over to him and say, maybe you want to learn a little bit? When Ben Hazmanim. Again, puta. Done. Finished. The Zman ended. I'm out of here. I did my Gemara Zmanis. I did my Mishnah Brura Zmanis. Right now it's Ben Hazmanim. I'm in between. I'm not chayiv, because I was a good boy. I got aleph pluses. What do you want for my life? So the parents should say, we thought that Torah was something which is a love of the gezach. We thought that you're alive with Torah, that you love Torah, that you want to do that because it's a way of having a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're just sitting, not doing anything. I'm not telling you shouldn't go bowling, boating. I'm not telling you shouldn't go skiing or on a cruise. I'm not telling anything of that. I'm just wondering, like, why are you sitting looking at the wall at 10 o'clock? What are you doing? Why can't you open up a Gemara? This is something I have conversations. Each parent thinks that it's only my kid. I have these conversations 5 times a week with parents. And each one thinks, I don't know, my son. I don't know my son. I said, what do you mean your son? to everybody. That's there are a few exceptions. There are a few exceptions. But this is, so what happened? How did such a thing happen? It's also a galus. It's a galus. This is a man. That's it. Ben Azmanim, it's something different. The Rosh Hashanah is something different in Ben Azmanim. Because if there's no true living kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there are always gaps. There's always Ben Azmanim. And again, I'm talking about learning, and with the Tzadkanias, there's a different mahalach in this inyan. There's a different mahalach. And there are different ways of slipping Ben Azmanim. So could anybody say something to criticize? No, I'm not talking about criticism. He got A pluses, the kid. Straight aleves. But where's the Teres Hashem? And instead, why not use it? So I understand you're tired, the Gemara was hard. So why not use an opportunity to learn some Kuzri, to learn some Tanakh, to learn things that you don't have time in yeshiva to learn. And there are guys that do that. And they even have yeshivas where they have Ben Azmanim. Yeshivas. So this tzaddik said that he was telling this person an eitzah to learn everyday things where there's no revach. No revach means no profit. Not to know that you finished your daf. I finished the Mishnah, Mishnayos. I finished the halacha. I finished the Rambam of the day. I finished the Tanya of the day. Whatever the Kitzur Naruch of the day, I finished. Ein tachlis, ein soif. Teres Hashem. There's no such thing as finishing. Not only that, but you never even began. Hanachshavim ben Abriya, certainly when it comes to that which is considered something chashuv in the eyes of people, that you finished, or that you did this, or you made a siyum, you finished that. All of these things. Again, but it has to be clear that because of the madrega that we're on, it's very, very, very good for people to have Kriyas and Storm and so on. It's a very good thing. But the Pnimius Hadvarim is something that has to be different as well. That has to be different. Hadvarim Noflu al Shemei Kira'im. So this Chavrus of the Tzaddik said that when the person that came to ask this from the Rebbe, what should I do? I don't have a chesh. You know, he feels bad because he's not reaching his potential. And the Tzaddik told him, basically, he told him, so what with the potential? So what with your project? So what? Where does it say? Where was it given in Hasinai that you have to finish that by that time? Who said it? Where does it say that? And the tzaddik told him to learn things that you like for a bunch of hours a day, and also to try to keep up, but to learn mostly what you enjoy learning. It hit him like a bolt of lightning. My mashma libe chofetz. What do you mean what my heart wants? What do you mean? I have starim kavuim. I have set. And I'm not talking about a kid in school. I'm talking about an adult. I have set starim. I have my projects. She'edyum lahaviyoy lagdulais. And I was told that if I stick to this project that I have, it's going to bring me to a big madrega. I'm going to be a talmid chacham. I'll be a lamdan. I'll be an accomplished balabas. The Ketzad Mutaloy Lehena is Mitarek Ipshuta. And what are you suggesting? That I just have pleasure learning Torah? That I just enjoy it? That I just indulge in learning Agadita, Tanakh, or whatever? But Liyomim Higila Maskana She'en Lebreira Acheres. But even though initially he couldn't accept the Tzaddik's advice, but then over time, he just wasn't getting, he couldn't continue on with his regular learning. He wasn't going. So many guys have fallen away because of this, out of their learning and then out of their Yiddishkeit. Everything became closed. They didn't have a cheshek anymore with what they were doing. And what were the choices? To be an amaretz, to be some kind of a, to sit my time with, spend my time with other things that the Rashi would make fun of and the other guys would look down on. So it became, wasn't an option. But this person is already an older person, sounds like, and he saw. He doesn't have any braira, and he didn't want to throw in the towel. So what did he do? Hechel oisek b'chok li Yisrael. He began to learn Chayk Li Yisrael, which is by the Svardim, is one of the most popular limudim by the Svardim, but it's not just by the Svardim. In the old days, meaning not so long ago, by my father's generation, the Chayk Li Yisrael was something which was probably the most popular limud that was filling the time of many, many, many Elecha Jews, Elecha Balabatim, but certainly by the Svardim was a bigger thing. What's the Chayk Li Yisrael? You could buy in any Svardim store, the Chayk Li Yisrael. It divides up, it has there some Tanakh, some Chumash from the Parsha, some Navi, a little bit Mishnayis, a little bit Gemara, a little bit Zohar Kodesh. So now, that would be considered the most embarrassing thing for a yeshiva man, for somebody in yeshiva to take out a Chayk Li Yisrael. That's bizyonis. Chayk Li Yisrael, that's for simple working Jews. That's not for a Talmud Chacham. So he started to learn Chayk Li Yisrael. Sha'a arucha midayayin biyayimai. For a long time, every day. V'simcha b'chiyas. With great simcha, with great chiyas. Achayk yadu yesh b'psuke tanach, ma'at mishnah gemara, zara kodesh v'halacha. It's like a beautiful cholon of different places of Torah Hashem. Yozdei ha'ri ha'kodesh, the Arizal established this inyan of saying chayk. V'nechshav manas chelek l'pshutei ha'am. And it was always considered to be, from that time of the Arizal, the ikke limud of simple Jews. That they should have some Torah that they learn every day. Not only some Torah, but they should have a taste of Torah Shmichsav, of Torah Shvalpeh, of Zara Kaddish, of Halacha. Little pieces. But again, nothing in depth, nothing with thoroughness, no fancy lumdas at all. But this was the way of simple Jews. Tmimei Derech. Tmimei Dika Jews. Nishmais Yisrael Kaidish. Holy Yiddish and Nishamas. This is what they used to learn, simple Jews. Halamot says, Atzman b'chayk. This Jew found himself in the Chayk Li Yisrael. He found himself. V'is'anig lilmai teres Hashem Esbarach t'mima m'shivas nafesh. And he had tremendous joy learning teres Hashem. Not because I'm having a test on it, not because there's any bechina, not because I have to be, not because I'm going to go around saying that I made a seam in the Chayk Li Yisrael, but because I finished something, I accomplished something. Bli chishuvim cheshbainis, without any cheshbainis, just Taras Hashem, without any cheshbainis. Mahapach machshavti zeh, this revolutionary way of thinking, this change in his life, hishpia al kol ishiyusai, had an effect upon his entire personality, on his entire being. Kirvas Elokim, and gave him a feeling of Kirvas Elokim, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalei Yoda Kamaisa Ad Oz, that he never knew until that time. Ish Le'erichai Alachai. Nobody looked up to him because of his sitting there with the Chayk Li Yisrael. Nobody at all looked up to him. Achubal Rishayna Lilmaid Ki Yehudi. But for the first time in his life, he felt that he was learning like a Jew. Laharich Teva Achashotayr. To feel the great value, to feel the beauty of a word of Torah. Not because he had to finish it, but because he had to chew on it. He had to chew it and enjoy it and taste it. Not because he had to say, I finished it. Not because he had to know it. Not because you have to make to complete it or to make a seam on it, because just to chew it, to be able to enjoy it. Laharach teva ach shaltoy leman shmoy yisbarach, leman shmoy yisbarach. Loy leman hazul, it's not because of any program, not because of anything else. Just leman shmoy yisbarach is Hashem's Torah that speaks to him. Page 120. Al zeh derech hanitza l'tfila noicha p'nei Hashem. And so too when it came to davening. Of course we all say the davening that we have to every day. but to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of the Siddur. Or like one of the Nesim of Chabad said, that the difference between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim is that the Misnagdim daven with the Shtender and the Chassidim daven with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. To daven with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Vita La Asliach Basha Hichlit Shalazaisi Kari Hatzlacha. When he came to understand what's considered to be Hatzlacha and davening, which I've spoken about many times in the past, so that those who consider Hatzlacha and davening to be able to have a new understanding of Vayivarech David, or to have a better understanding of Oz Yoshua, of Kriyashma, that means that your davening is a better davening. That was never ever considered to be a way of measuring one's Hatzlacha in davening. Until recently, there was never a way to that's called Hatzlacha in davening. Of course, you have to understand the Perish Amilis, you have to try to know what you're saying. But Hatzlacha in davening was never defined by Madregas in your understanding of the Tefillah. It was one thing. Heichan Hashem is Baruch B'Tefillasai. Where's the Baruch Shalom? In your davening. Davening was that Hashem Yisbarach is standing over you. Hashem Yisbarach is the closest that he could be with you. The Zois Metziusi, Kvisha Siddur Hina Metzius Brura Ba'olam, and that Metzius of Hashem being with you is as clear to you as the Siddur that you're holding, as clear to you. Ma Mokim LaHatzlocha, I Hatzlocha. What does that do with getting a grade? I never liked it that they give grades on their report card to the kids in tefillah. So who's to say what that means? That the kid davened doesn't mean an olive base because this one shuckles more. This one doesn't throw things at the other kid. You could say for behavior during tefillah that you could have a mark. If you could put down on the report card his nagas bezmana tefillah if he behaved. But to have a grade in tefillah, what's the hatzlocha in tefillah? What does that mean to be matzliach in tefillah? I hatzlocha. Kasha zeicha ani ve'evyon lolof ne'amelach. What are you talking about hatzlocha? When an impoverished, poor nobody, like people like us, have the ability to come before the King of all kings, l'shabchay, to praise him, l'halay, to sing to him, v'oid lozes loy, koyach kivyochal, not only that, but Hashem's Baruch says he's waiting for our tefillahs. The kivyochal, he can't move ahead with his day. He can't be mashpia all the hashpahs to all the oilemas until Am Yisrael Davins. That's what he taught us. Kenema tnu oiz lelukim, that we through our tefillahs give strength to Hashem. Vata kadosh yoyshev tehilos Yisrael. That through the tehilos Yisrael, Hashem is yoyshev. He's able to sit and to control and to world and to rule all over all worlds. From what? Vata kadosh yoyshev tehilos Yisrael, because Jews are saying their tefillahs. Haguf etzem atfilah. Hatzlocha shein l'malah himena. Just davening. Being able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest hatzlocha in the world. It's the biggest hatzlocha in the world. Of course, to understand what you're saying, but that's the biggest hatzlocha in the world. That's not madregas in different kinds of pshatlach in the davening. That's the biggest hatzlocha in the world. Hatzlocha shein l'malah himena. Ve'en l'ladam kim l'schaber l'ah. All a person can do is to connect to that reality of being Noichach Pnei Hashem. How was your davening? How did your davening go? Loilasas Moichai Knei Mida, not to make your brain as a way of measuring, like Voyas Ercha, or as Erchai Mula, to measure the Tefillah, to measure your success in davening by a certain standard of what's considered to be successful davening. You have a certain person that davens, the tevis that daven faster. You know, the person that davens longer. So I've heard many times that a kid will say, you know, I wish I could daven like that person. She stands there with her eyes closed and she does such a Shemon Esrei, and I don't have such a Shemon Esrei. That's her in you, whatever her Shemon Esrei is. Could be she has her eyes closed and she's thinking about who knows what. And you finish davening. It was different. Everybody has their own in you. It's not a matter of getting a grade or being matzliach, or having a certain thing to accomplish. It's a lebedik Yiddishkeit. It's a different kind of Yiddishkeit. And so it is with other hatzlachas. Successes and failures in avodas Hashem. It's not because of grades, it's not because of points, it's because of wanting to be every second of my life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And an aveira, the ikur of an aveira is not that I have something against me on my chart. It's because I did something that took me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that moment. And that's not something that's good. Not because of how it shows up and what the mark is or what the grade is at the end of the day. That's not the inyan of cheshbon nefesh either in pnimi, it's what my grade is for the day. How I did today. Hashem is baruch hirki v'sa'odam minefesh olakis v'nefesh tivis. This is what we're learning in Tanya. Hashem is baruch, of course, made us with a nefesh olakis and a nefesh bahamas. A godly soul and a nefesh bahamas. And Hashem Baruch Hu is asking each and every one of us to use the Nefesh HaLakis to lift us up from our base nature, from the nature of physical, of the yiridus and the lowness of physical existence. A person would wish
that he would be free from all negative inclinations, from all midas that are not nice, lenuach mimelchamas hanefashos, to be able to have rest from these wars of the that go on inside of us. Ram shlichus ilai. But that's not why we were created. We were created and we were sent in as shlichus. These wars that we have, and all of the struggles that we have to overcome, bed midas and so on, all of this is a shlichus from Hashem. L'sakin atzmai, l'sdakich b'chal yom echadosh. To try each day that this day I should be good this day. I should do the right thing this day, to purify myself this day, to start again today. Ad soif yom, to the end of one's life. Hatzlocha ein hagoel pisgo pnila menucha. Hatzlocha is not to reach a certain place and then I could rest. I finished the daf. I finished my davening. I finished this. I'm part to. I could rest. That's not why Hashem created us. Ben azmanim. El etzem haomal lihishomer ulisnate. It's the effort that one puts into guarding oneself and detaching and separating oneself from things that are not good. La'abid lesgaber, to work hard, to refine oneself and to be mesgaber. La'avid lesgaber, to overcome those things that are not good. Nechshav hatzlocha muflav l'chshlatzmai. That's hatzlocha. Not being finished, not being potter from the war with the Yetzar. That's not hatzlocha. That's hatzlocha is for this moment. My hatzlocha. That's a gewaldige hatzlocha. Not menucha. Not ben azmanim from the Yetzirah. There's no ben azmanim from the Yetzirah. Ela shishiduch zeh ben helikus lativis. This shidduch between the nefesh lakis and nefesh bahamas. Gerim shah nefesh lativis maneches tviyas etzboyeseh gam alisuke ha nefesh lakis. The problem is that the nefesh bahamas has this influence over us and can affect even the way that we think about elokus. Uvakeshis loy leherif revachim la'atzma. The whole Indian of the Nefesh Bahamas, remember, the whole Indian of the Nefesh Bahamas is the ego. The ego means for me. This is all about me. And the Nefesh Bahamas has a way of getting that into Yiddishkeit also. It's all about me. What I'm accomplishing. Whether I've reached my goals. It's all about me. The Neshama wants one thing, to have a pleasure in enjoying a relationship with the Baruch Shalom. Not to be able to tell my grandchildren that I was happily married with your grandmother. You know, we were zeichet to be together for 60, 70 years together. But to be able to be in that marriage at that time. Not that you were able to get to a certain place, but to be in that every moment. And it meant different things during those 50, 60, 70 years. It even meant sometimes having an argument. But that's part of it. And then apologizing and making up and saying, I'm sorry. That's also. There are avayros. We try to fix them and do our best, and it should be better today. Then al makom al chaveray. But the ikur is the relationship, the oinig of the nisun of that marriage of the Shemesh Baruch. And mosay teishav afelos hashimush bekodesh. How long do we want to sit like this, using all that is holy just as a way of serving ourselves? Let's use simple words to express all that we've been learning. Torah mitzvahs itself is a wondrous mitzvah. In order to live it the right way, you have to look at it from the outside. Heinu liras is a Torah mitzvah, kabali koyach gadol chabris adam al kainai. The see Torah mitzvah is an unbelievable koyach to bind the person to Hashem. Vaz la geshes lizmazig b'mitzius eila, and then to bring yourself into this mitzius. Ram kasha adam meivin alein kit mi b'fnim, but when you're looking at always from inside, heinu mi ba'ad la adoshes atzmiusai and the chiyuso, from what I gained from it, what I can get from it, what I could accomplish. Not seeing it from the outside as some great and holy and wondrous godly thing, but from inside, what I get from it. Lirais ben my revachim, what I can profit, even in ruchnius, my sifimla, what I gain, I deze ma'abed is ikesh behen. You lose the main thing of what Yiddishkeit is about. Korach ze lotz is mitoich amasev lahabed lovin v'chutz. This korach, to climb out of being in it, and to see it from the outside. Hine korach miyuchad akayim v'adam u'shmai. This is called what we were learning earlier, Mayach Chachma, not Bina, Chachma. Chachma, he re'ia klolis makefes, is to look at things from outside, from the top of the mountain in a big way, Elokus. Bina, of course, as you read Lepratim, is just being concerned about details. Yeshu mitivim nis baruch of Yosef Chachma, some naturally are more inclined to Chachma. Yeshu natuam ha'emek Mayach Bina, there are others who are more inclined to Bina. Adavakashalem Yosef, and this, all that we've been learning until now, this whole Maimer, is going to be much harder for people who are more inclined to Bina to be able to live by. This is something that's discussed much more in the Sefer and the Mamarim, but we spent some time on the Chachma Bina. Mitzvah will continue the next, Numaimer next week.